弟兄姐妹朋友们，中国新年快乐！
Happy Chinese New Year, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，昨天晚上我们大家在一起包饺子、吃饺子，然后吃百家宴，度过了一个欢欢乐乐的中国新年。
Thank the Lord. Yesterday we gathered together, made dumplings, ate dumplings, and had a really good time together to celebrate the New Year.
愿主您纪念我们。纪念我们在地上的辛劳。
May the Lord remember this and remember the hard working of the church.
那今天我们要讨论思想的是旧约圣经路德记系列的讲章。
Today we are going to discuss and think about the series sermon on Ruth in the Old Testament.
一个外邦女子的信心道路第四部分。
So it's the fourth section of the series about the faith path of a Gentile woman.
内容就是刚才我们读了一点，实际上我们一共是第二章一到九节的经文，就是拿俄米带着儿媳妇路德一起返回故乡伯利恒之初所发生的事情。
So it's in Ruth chapter 2, verses 1 to 9, Naomi return to her home country, hometown Bethlehem, with her daughter-in-law Ruth.
中国有句成语大家应该不陌生，甚至在生活中可能会时常用到。
There's a Chinese idiom I think you are very familiar with, and usually we use it a lot in our daily life.
可遇而不可求是什么意思？
What's the meaning of the idiom?Meet by chance, but not by force.
简单讲，它的意思就是好的东西只能等待时机，而不可强求，是这样意思吧？
So if we put it in a simple way, it means good things you can only wait for it by chance, but not by force. You cannot ask for it by force.
那这个成语有两个关键词，一个是欲，一个是求。
So there are two key words here. One is meet, the other is ask.
欲就是机遇时机，求就是强求勉强。
So meet here means you have the opportunity, the chance, and ask means you ask for force.
那我想请大家，咱们冷静一下心思来思想，这个成语是我们今天生活的这个社会。积淀给我们头脑里边的一个叫为人处事的法则，是不是？
So I'd like you to reflect on this. You know, come down, think about it. Is this the principles of human behavior right now in this society?
有的时候，我们的长辈、我们的家长甚至说劝勉我们说，任何美好的东西呢，只能等待。说该是你的，只要通过努力抓住时机就会得到；如果不该是你的，不可强求，即使勉强得到了，也最终会失去。
So parents might tell us that anything that's beautiful, that's good, you have to wait for it. You know, you might get it. You know, you try to try hard to get the chance, so you will get it.But it doesn't belong to you. If you ask for force, even you barely get it, you will still lose it in the end.
怎么样？大家对这一句成语，或者前辈家长对我们这样的劝勉，觉得有没有道理？
So do you think it makes sense? You know, the parents' advice for this idiom.
如果感觉还有点道理的话，那我们现在下面有一个但是。我们做了基督徒之后，神给了我们有一个最最宝贵的法则。
So if you still think it's rational, we might use a word, but here, because after we become a Christian, God gives us a magic.
神给基督徒有一个什么样的法则
？So what kind of magic weapon from God?
祷告和祈求。
Pray and ask the Lord.
那请大家再次翻开圣经路德记。 翻开第一章。
Open your Bible and turn to Luke chapter one.
第一章，我们来回忆一下，路德这个摩亚女子被犹太人称为外邦人的女子，在她生命陷入最艰难的困境的时候，她怎样向一个遭遇比她更艰难的以色列的老太太发出请求的？她请求那段经文。
So, let's reflect on Ruth, this Moab woman, who was called as a Gentile from Jews. So once her life fell into the most difficult situation, how did she request and ask the Jewish old lady, who was actually in a harder situation?
第十五节，拿阿米说：“看着你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。”
So verse 15. Naomi said, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her God. Go back with her.
那在第十六节，路德是怎样向她婆婆拿阿米请求的？
So how did Ruth appeal to Naomi in verse 16?
好不好？我们一起来读十六节，路德说：“来，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去？”我也往哪里去，你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。好。
So verse 16, so we can read it together. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God.My God.
另外还有一节经文是基督徒弟兄姐妹们非常熟悉的，就是马太福音六章三十三节。
So there's another verse from Christians that are familiar with. It's in Matthew.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
So Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well.
大家发现没有？这就是圣经给我们的为人处事的法则。
So, did you find it? This is what the Bible told us, the principle of human behavior.
圣经将刚才我们所看到的这个为人处事的法则，就是这个世界给我们的为人处事法则，可欲而不可求中的欲和求，完全的颠倒过来。
So this is totally different from what we get in this society. Need, but not ask for by force.
那路德作为一个普通的外邦女子，嫁到了一个信神的犹太人的家中，似乎她已经开始。来遵循，来沿着这个神所给的这个为人处事的法则开始行动了。
So Ruth, who is a very ordinary Gentile woman, was married into a Jewish family that believes in God.
圣经给我们的法则是什么
？So she learned how to do it. What's the principle of in the Bible?
祈求在先。
So pray first.
祈求完了之后，刚才我们从经文知道，路德并不是说我祈求完了就在这坐着等神。我既然这么情辞切切地恳求您，恳求您这位神，您就显个神迹给我看看吧。他没有这样。
So Ruth didn't just wait for God after she prayed.
开始的时候，有的人会，我们会不会想，神呐、啊，我这么祈求你，这么情辞切切求你，你得显一个给我看看。你要不显，就算你不存在。
So some people might think that I pray so earnestly, God, you should show a miraculous sign to me. If you didn't do this, that means you doesn't, you are not to exist.
路德他没有凭着功利心去坐等 神所提供给他的机遇。
So Ruth did not just wait for the chance that God provided, for her.
而是怀着一颗平常的心，一步一个脚印的，甚至可以说是艰难的往前行走。
So she still continued her life step by step as usual, and all we could say that, in difficulty.
所以我相信许多弟兄姐妹们都有体会，神的恩典是借着我们生活周边的人和事临到我们的生命当中的。
So we usually feel that God's grace arrives in our life through many people or things around us.
那圣经中路德这样一个小女子，她就是一个很好的例子，是我们一个很好的榜样。
So Ruth, this little woman in the Bible is a very good example for us.
那在上一周第一章经文结束的时候，我跟大家分享说，有了粮食，有了吃的，就有了盼望，就显示着新生命的开始。
So at the end of chapter one, you know, last week we talked about this. I shared this. I said, when we have grain and food, then we have hope. So this indicates the beginning of a new life.
那路德和她的婆婆，身为两个寡妇，他们的新生命到底怎样开始
？So Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi, these two widows, how did their new life start?
那下面我们就借着路德记二章一到九节的经文来讨论一个主题，就是生命中的机缘巧合。
So we will discuss about verse 1-9 in chapter 2, and think about this theme today, the coincidences in life.
那首先我们从经文路德记二章一到三节的前半部分来看路德他的家庭角色的转变。
So from verses 1-3, the first half of 3, we'll think aboutthe changing of family role of Ruth.
我再来读一读这几节经文。路德记二章一到三节前半部分。拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。摩押女子路德对拿俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。”拿俄米说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人后拾取麦穗。
So verse 1, now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." So she went out and began to glean in the field behind the harvester.
那在这几节经文中有三个人物，一个是波阿斯，一个是路德，一个是她的婆婆拿俄米。
So in this few verses, there are three people: Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi.
那在这儿呢，波阿斯被称为说是拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族。
So Boaz is a relative from clan of Elimelech. Elimelech, husband of Naomi.
那这个意思就表明波阿斯这个在伯利恒既有钱又有地位的大财主，不是拿俄米他这一个系列的亲属。
So Naomi, who is living in Bethlehem, has social status and rich. He's not the relative of Naomi.
那这点对路德来讲是非常重要的一个事实。
That is very important fact for Ruth.
所以，或者我们说是一个关系。
Or relationship.
因为波阿斯是以利米勒的亲族。
Boaz is a relative of Elimelech.
拿俄米是以利米勒的遗孀。
Naomi is the widow of Elimelech.
那路德呢？他是以利米勒的儿子的遗孀。
And Ruth is the widow of Elimelech's son.
所以路德和拿俄米具备了同样的资格，也就是说，理所当然的，他也是波阿斯的亲族。
So Ruth and Naomi had the same qualification that become naturally Boaz's relatives.
今天后边的经文20节，拿俄米对路德说：“波阿斯是我们的亲族的人，是我们本族的人，是一个至亲的亲属。
So in verse 20, Naomi said to Ruth, Boaz is our close relative and one of our kinsmen redeemers.
”所以，如果在这里波阿斯是拿俄米的亲族的话，那接下来的事情呢，他的亲族关系和路德呢就没有关系了。
So if we say that Boaz is a relative of the side of Naomi, then he would not have relationship with Ruth.
所以这是一个很好的铺垫。
So it's a very good foundation for this story.
路德在这儿呢，被称为摩押女子。
Ruth is called Naomi here.
那大家读这几节或者读路德记的时候，不知道想过没有？说路德已经嫁入犹太人家最少10年了。
You can notice that Ruth has married into the Jewish family for more than 10 years.
为什么经文在这里不称她是以利米勒的儿子马伦的太太或者遗孀，而称她为摩押女子？
So why it was not called the wife of Elimelech's son, Mahlon, but still called her Moabite?
就像我们中间许多的朋友、弟兄姐妹一样，我已经是美国公民了，你干嘛还要叫我中国人？
So just like some of her,
莫雅会不会有反弹？
Yeah,
路德会不会有反弹？
Why do you still call me Chinese?
在路德记整段的经文中，路德的名字我数了一下，一共出现了12次。那其中呢，有5次提到路德的时候，都称她是摩押女子。
So in this whole book, Ruth, Ruth's name showed up for 12 times, but then 5 times she was mentioned as the identity of Moabite.
经文为什么这样写的？
So why is it written like that?
有人在想，或许经文在提醒读者说，摩押人他们的祖先不光彩的历史背景，摩押人崇拜假神，他们的外邦那种现状。
So might the scripture is reminding the readers because the ancestors of the Moab people have very disgraceful history, and then they worship false gods, and they in that Gentile situation. So Moab people, Moabites, this is a label that's put on Ruth.
那他先讲的，就说摩亚人在路德身上是一个标签。
So it's a label. It's a label on Ruth.
他是一个寄居在犹太人中的外邦人，他是少数民族，他是弱势群体中的弱势者。
So she was a Gentile living among Jews, belonged to an ethnic minority group, and also vulnerable people in this vulnerable group.
他是一个孤寡、贫穷、身份低微的外邦人。
She was poor, she was a widow, and had a low social status.
当然，这其中还有一个最最重要的意义，或许能直到整卷书结束的时候会给我们解释。
Then there's another very important significance. Maybe we'll get the answer at the end of this chapter.
那大家在读第二节，路德对拿俄米说：“容我往田间去。”读了这一句的时候，有没有想过？
So in verse 2, it says, Ruth said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field." So what did you think about when you read this verse?
在旧约时代，犹太人的家庭中，男女分工是非常明确的。
So in the Jewish family in the Old Testament, the division of labor between men and women was very clear.
男主外。 女主内。
Men work outside, women work inside.
所以我们可以想象，在过去的多少年中，路德和她的嫂嫂和她的婆婆三个女人，一起精心地打理他们的家务，服侍着三个男人生活起居，他们享受着平静安逸的家庭主妇的生活。
So we can imagine in the past years, Ruth and her sister-in-law, mother-in-law, the three women focused on the housework and served their three men their daily life and enjoyed very peaceful and easy life as housewives.
那现如今因着生活所迫，家里没有了男人，所以路德他要改变他自己在家庭中的角色。
Now there were no men in this family, so they were forced to change their family role.
路德他要走出家门，而且是在一个完全陌生的国度和民族中间。
So she had to walk out of her home and also enter into a very strange land people.
所以对他来讲呢，无论是从心里边来讲，或者从体力上来讲，做出这样的选择都是一个非常困难的挑战。
So to her, she was facing very challenging decision, no matter physically or mentally.
或者我们可以说，这是他生命中的一个重大的选择，一个重大的转折。
Or we could say this was a huge change.And a huge decision in her life.
那别人家在收割大麦，她出去以后干嘛呀
？So other people were harvesting barley. So what did she do?
捡麦穗。
So she went to the field to pick up leftover grain.
那提到捡麦穗，旧约圣经有专门的律法的规定，规定在收割期间必须在田间留下。一些地头留下不要割，然后留下一些不要剪，供那些贫穷的，特别是提到寡妇人来拾取。
So there are very special legal regulations in the Old Testament. It stipulates that during the harvesting time, they need to leave some grain on the field for poor people to pick up.
利未记十九章九节，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可拾取所遗落的，不可摘尽葡萄园的果子，也不可拾取葡萄园所掉的果子，要留给穷人和寄居的。我是耶和华你们的神。
So in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 9 says, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field.Or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time, or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God.
你看，在申命记二十四章十九节还提到，你在田间收割庄稼，假如你忘下了一捆，不可回去再取，要留给寄居的，与孤儿寡妇。这样的耶和华你神必在你手里所犯的一切事上。
So Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 19 says, when you are harvesting your first field and you overlook a sheep, do not go back to get it. Leave it for the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands.
大家有没有在田里边捡麦穗或捡拾庄稼的那个体会？
So I want to ask you, did you have the experience of picking up grain in fields?
我小的时候，放暑假上小学的时候到外婆家，我捡过。我曾经眼巴巴地看着那个车，我就想着能掉下来一捆多好。
Yeah, I had experience. You know, when I was young, during the summer vacation, I visited my grandma, and I just watched closely to the truck. I hope they would achieve with.
我们相信拿俄米对这个律法是非常熟悉的。
So believe that Naomi was very familiar with this regulation.
而且很有可能他们两个人 安顿下来之后，拿阿米心里在想着说："我老了，这个儿媳妇现在可能只能做的就是出去捡麦穗儿，可是她又张不开口。
So my dad, after they settled down, Naomi was thinking that she was old, and she hoped that Ruth could be able to do that, but she didn't know how to say it.
很有可能是邻居朋友给他们有一些吃的。"他们吃，眼看快吃完了，坐下来，拿阿米就说：“闺女啊，你知道不知道，我们以色列神有一个律法给我们规定，怎么样？
So we could imagine that after they arrive, their neighbors might give them some food to eat, but it will be, run out. So Naomi might share this revelation with Ruth.
这个时候说的人有心，听的人呢也有意，所以既孝顺又聪明的路德，听了婆婆拿阿米这么一讲以后，马上说：“你容我到田间去吧。”婆婆怎么说？闺女，你就去吧。
So we could imagine that Naomi, the mother-in-law, might say this intentionally, and then Ruth was filial and also smart. And after she heard what her mother-in-law said, she might say, "Oh, let me go to pick up grain."
记得我去加州念神学院的第一年，师母当时在印第安纳大学医学院做卫生统计方面的工作。
So during the first year when I attended the seminary in California, Pastor's wife was doing health statistic analysis at University of Indiana, the medical school.
但是快到年底的时候，他老板跟他讲说，我们明年以后的经费没有申请下来。
So at the end of that year, her boss told her, their funding for next year was not approved.
大家可以想象，我当时刚刚在神学院里边做了一个分享，说我有后盾支持我念书。
So at that time, I just shared, with my classmates at the seminary that, I was sent here to attend the seminary, and I have very strong financial support at home.
结果我们俩人打电话，在问神，甚至有点说在质问神，为什么呀？
So we called each other and almost kind of blaming God, why did this happen?
所以经过一段时间的祷告和挣扎之后，决定师母也到神学院去。
After we struggled and also prayed for some time, then we decided that Pastor's wife would also go to the seminary.
当他动身去神学院之前，给我打电话说："我真的不找工作了。"我说："好。"他说："我不挣钱了。"我说："好。"我真的要去神学院了。我说："
So before she left for California and left Indianapolis, she called me. I really won't go to look for a job. And the pastor said, "Okay." And I said, "I won't have any income." Pastor said, "Okay." I really go to attend the seminar. Pastor said again, "Okay."
师母听了以后，真的是有点急了，说：“我怎么问你什么，你都说好好好，你又不考虑我们俩的生活费呀，不考虑，不担心你的学费呀。
So after hearing this, Pastor's wife was anxious. And said, "Why did you ask me so many questions? You always say okay. Didn't you worry? We're not worried about our tuition and our living expenses."
我记得很清楚，当时我回答说：“我说咱就试试看，神会不会供应咱？如果神不供应咱的话，就说明我走的这条路不是神所喜悦的道。”
So I remember clearly, I answered her, "Let's just give it a try and see whether God will provide. If not, then the path that I chose, does not please God."
在师母去神学院之前，在当时我们结婚了近20年期间，师母从来，或者在我的记忆中很少下厨房的，她只会炒一个菜， 大家知道什么呀？穷是炒鸡蛋。
So before Pastor's wife attended the seminary, during the past 20 years after they got married, she seldom cooked in the kitchen. The only dish she could cook was the stir-fried egg with tomato.
所以当她姐姐在电话中得知她也去了神学院之后，就问我说：“你在神学院念书，她干嘛？”我说：“她做饭、洗衣服。”他旁听念课吧。
Often sister got noticed, and then she called me and said, "You went to the seminary to study. What will she do there?" So I answered, "She could cook. She could do the laundry, and also audit some seminary courses."
他姐姐在那头说，一个北医大的博士为你洗衣做饭，然后他。他说：“你跟我说清楚，到底你俩现在谁给谁做饭？”他姐姐都不相信。
Her sister could not believe it, and then she asked. Her PhD graduated from Beijing Medical School. Now she does not work, but does stay at home, cook, and do the laundry. So please tell me who is cooking for whom.
所以感谢神，他真的能够带领人。使自己的家庭的角色身份转变，而且转得还不错，现在师母调得还可以，是吗？
So thank the Lord, thanks for His grace, and God will really lead us, and when we have to change our role in a family, in a hardship. So I believe that the dishes that His wife cooked was very delicious.
那我们回来看路德的情况，当他能够拿得起、放得下，勇敢地踏出他的生命中艰难的这种角色转变的步子之后，恐怕连他自己也想象不到会发生什么样的事情。
So let's think about the situation of Ruth. When she was flexible, adaptable.And could step forward even in the hardship. She herself couldn't even imagine.
那我们就从路德记二章。
What would happen in her life?
路德记二章三节的下半部分到第九节，来看一看她的社会地位的转变。
So let's read the verses. The second half of verse 3 to 9. And this is about the change of social status.
路德记二章三节后半部分，他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。第四节，波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿耶和华与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿耶和华赐福于你。”第五节，波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说：“那是谁家的女子？”
So as verse 3, as it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they called back. Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, whose young woman is that?
他读的是 NIV, 我拿出来的是新的 New King James Version。那请问路德在这个时候，他知不知道波阿斯的名字，或者知不知道波阿斯这个人呢
？So did Ruth know the name of Boaz at this time？
所以经文这里描写路德恰巧到了以利米勒人波阿斯的那块田里，采用的是一种文学的倒叙的手法。这个时候路德还不知道别人。
So Ruth happened to be in the field belonging to Boaz, and it's kind of a literature description.
根据记载，旧约年代巴勒斯坦地区各家的农田，尤其是在庄稼成熟的时候，你望眼去一大片，根本分不出来哪块地是谁家的地。
So according to historical records, so during the Old Testament era, all the farmers, you know, in the Palestine, especially during the time of harvesting, and all the fields are connected to each other.
不同宗族、不同家庭，他们的地呢，不可能用篱笆，或者是用一道墙啊，用什么垒起来，只是在田间地头放那么一块石头，就作为地界。
So there'll be no fences or obstacles between each other's fields. They might just put a stone there as a landmark.
所以从一个家族的田地里边走到另外一个家族的田地里边是不知不觉的，非常容易的事情。
So it's very easy to go from the field of one plant to another.
另外对于穷人来讲呢，只要哪儿有麦子，我就到哪儿去，不分是谁家的地。
To poor people, they would go to wherever there is grain.
他最终的目的是捡到足够多的粮食。
The only purpose to gather or pick up enough grain.
所以这儿有一个词儿，恰巧。
So there's one word here, happen.
恰巧这个词儿，实际它的确切的意思呢，有意外的事件，有机遇的意思，还有命运和状况。
So also means accident, chance, fortune, or fate.
那这个希伯来词呢，描述的是非人的能力所能够控制的事件。
So this describes things that ordinary people cannot control.
往往犹太人在讲到机遇的时候，他讲的机遇呢，是无法预料、未经计划的事情。
So when Jews talk about chance, so they are all things that are not expected or didn't plan.
但是他们认为这种未经计划的、这种未经预料的所谓的机遇呢，背后有一种力量。
But they still believe that behind this so-called chance, there's a hidden power.
他们认为所有的机遇并不是莫名其妙的、无缘无故的发生的。
So they think that the chance or accident, it didn't happen for no reason.
他们认为说在人类看起来表面上的没有准备所发生的事情，背后都有神的护理和神的恩典。
So they think behind what we think to be accident, there was always God's protection.
在创世纪，旧约圣经创世纪24章经文描写亚伯拉罕差派他的老仆人去他的家乡，在他的本族的人中为他的儿子以撒找一个媳妇儿。
So everything was in God's control. And in chapter 24 in Genesis, Abraham sent his chief servant to his country and to look for a wife.For his son Isaac, among his own relatives.
那老仆人到了地方之后，有一段经文这样描写的：创世纪24章11到14节，说天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。他说：“耶和华，我的主人亚伯拉罕的上帝啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇上好机会。”我见你站在井旁，城内居民的女子们正出来打水，我向哪一个女子说请你拿下水瓶来给我喝水，她若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝，愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻子，这样我便知道你施恩给我主人。
So he had a camel kneel down near the well outside the town. It was toward eveningThe time the woman go out to draw water, then he prayed, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townsmen people are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink. And she says, drink, and I will water your camel too.Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
那在十二节经文大家已经看到了，有一个词儿，使我今日遇见好机会。
So here in verse 12, It says, "Give me success today."
那这个词儿的确切的意思呢，就是遇见、临到，或者是呢碰巧出现，没有事先安排，没有人事先安排。
So success here we all means to encounter before or to chance to be present without planning in advance.
那这个遇见好机会呢，和刚才我们提到《路德记》里边的那个恰巧。
So success here compared with happened in Ruth.
从表面看呢，有两个地方 ，Raha。Raha， 他们是相同的一个字源。
So they have the same root in the word.
那我们想，那个老仆人看见了，那个叫利百加的，后来成为以撒的妻子之后，他的反应是什么
？So what's the chief servant's reaction when he saw Rebecca？
就是他恰巧的碰到了一个好机会，之后，那人就低头向耶和华下拜，说：“耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的上帝是应当称颂的，因他不断的以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我，耶和华在路上引领我，直走到我主人的兄弟家里。”
So the man bowed down and worshipped the Lord, saying, "Praise be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned His kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives."
但是，请大家注意，路德出门的时候跟她婆婆说了一句话，怎么讲的
？But then, before Ruth left her home, she said to her mother-in-law Naomi, "What did she say?"
她说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩？”就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。
She said, "Let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor."
所以路德再次明显的是期盼着在人身上得到恩惠。
So Ruth hoped that she would get favor, find favor.
我们不能埋怨路德。就是圣经的作者在这个时候为什么没有描写路德像亚伯拉罕的老仆人那样向神祈求啊
？So we should not blame Ruth. She did not pray to God at this time like the servant of Abraham.
在座的脑子转得快的人可能就说，那刚才经文你们讲了一而再再而三的成路德是什么人呀？摩亚女子。
So we should remember in the Bible that again and again, Ruth was called Moabite.
摩亚是外邦人的代名词。
A Gentile, another word for Gentile.
这也正是路德记的经文向我们展示的可贵之处。
So this is actually the valuable point, in Ruth.
作为外邦女子的路德，虽然她还没有完完全全的融入到信神之人的这样的生命状态中。
So as a Gentile woman, Ruth was not totally immersed in as life that believed in God.
但是在她心中，她确确实实的向往神。
But in her heart, she really longed for God.
所以这个时候呢，神的恩典就在她的这种状态下。借着生活周边的人，把这个恩典赐下来给他。
So, God's mercy and grace arrive and enters into her life through people around her.
所以由此说来，路德出门捡麦穗，只是怀着一颗平常的心，他根本没有目的想要去谁家的田里。况且呢，他人生地不熟的，根本不认识任何人。更不了解哪块地是谁家的。
So Ruth went out to pick up grain, and she had a very normal, common attitude. She did not know, you know, which field she would go to. She just arrived as a newcomer. She didn't know anybody.
她出了门，出了城，到了田间，似乎是一种机缘巧遇。进入到一块田地， 只顾埋头的捡麦穗儿，可是他根本没有想到，他所恰巧到的这块地，是波阿斯的地。
So she happened to go to that field and just step over to pick up grain, and she didn't know that this field happened to belong to Boaz.
但是，我们有很多但是啊。从第五到第七节，波阿斯和他仆人的对话之中，我们得知，虽然路德不认识伯利恒的任何人，但他对婆婆的那个孝心和他对神的追求那个心，想必是已经传遍了伯利恒。
So, in verse 5-7, through the conversation between Boaz and his servant, we could imagine that although Ruth did not know anybody in Bethlehem, but her filial piety to her mother-in-law and also her heart for seeking God was widespread in Bethlehem.
当路德随着婆婆前脚刚刚踏进伯利恒城门的时候，大家还记不记得，在1:19描写的，我跟大家解释的是，全城的妇女们都骚动起来了。
So when Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi just entered the city gate of Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred.
几乎是全城的妇女们都聚集在城门口，来迎接、来看望、来打探他们婆媳二人的情况。
So all the women of the town gathered together at the gate, greeted them, watched them, and also tried to inquire about their situation.
那那些妇女们了解了情况以后，会不会像今天的姐妹一样，马上拿出手机来，一传十，十传百的发一些微信，发一些感叹的感觉
？So do you think they were just like the sisters today, don't use WeChat?
即便是没有带到场的姐妹，哇，信息来了，哇，可怜的拿俄米回来了，哇，这还是拿俄米吗
？So even the sister who did not show up, they would, just read out WeChat and then explain.
然后下面
Naomi,
下面长长的故事在读，拿俄米在那哭诉，在那诉说，在跟他们夸奖这个儿媳妇，哇。虽然如此，他留在身边带回来的那个儿媳妇路德，可真是一个难得的好女子。
So the night here, Naomi cried and also praised her daughter-in-law, and she was really a very uncommon woman.
所以当路德他们安顿下来，他走出家门之后，他无论如何也想象不到的是，他这个摩押女子的标签外边已经。罩上了一个金环。
So after Ruth settled, she could not imagine that her label as a Moabite.
她表面的身份。
Covered by a gold ring.
她表面的身份虽然是一个寄居在犹太人中的外邦人、少数民族，一个孤苦孤寡的贫穷的弱势群体中的弱势人。这是表面的。
Although her identity on the surface was a Gentile living among Jews, an ethnic minority group person, and also a widow, poor, vulnerable person among the vulnerable group.
但是就像刚才我们讲的一样，因着她对婆婆的孝心和对神的追求心。
But because of her filial piety.To her mother-in-law and also her heart for seeking God.
在她自己全然还没有意识到的情况下，她这个灰姑娘的身上已经透露出了那种公主的气质。
She did not realize that, as a Cinderella, she had the temperament of princess.
因为在人们的眼中，路德的社会地位。已经显出了转机。
So in people's eyes, Ruth's social status has changed.
那下面我来试着读一读5-7的经文。
So let's read verse 5-7.
波阿斯问领班说："那是谁家的女孩子？"他回答："哇，她就是那个跟着拿阿米从摩亚来的那个外国女孩哎，她要求跟我说让她跟在工人后头捡麦穗。哇，她一大早就开始工作呀，直到现在才刚刚停下来，那不在那才歇了一会儿。
So Boaz asked the man in charge, "Who is that young woman?" The man answered, "She's a foreign girl who came back from Moab with Naomi. She asked me to let her follow the workers and gather grain. She has been working since early morning and has just now stopped to rest for a while under the shelter."
波斯听了他的领班的人说了以后会怎么想呢？哦，原来那是路德。
What would Boaz think about after he heard this? Oh, that's the girl Ruth.
怪可怜的这个孩子，
The first girl.
不过她确实是个好女子。
Really nice woman.
毕竟呢，她是我们家族的至亲的亲
She's
属，
also our relative.
是我们同族人的遗孀。
The widow of a person in our clan.
她初来乍到，人生地不熟的，
She's a newcomer, doesn't know anybody.
又是一个家里边没有男人的外邦女
A
子。
Gentile woman in a family without a man.
如果她到处去跑着捡拾麦穗，没准会被那些不三不四的男人欺负。
So if she goes anywhere to pick up grain, she might be bullied by those bad guys.
于是布阿斯就把领班的叫过来，说如此这般的仔仔细细跟他安排。交代，让他向所有的工人、使女、仆女都要仔细的交代，去吧。
So Boaz talked to his foreman and how to take care of Ruth, and also asked the foreman to tell all other workers and the servant girls.
然后他再就来到路德的跟前。2章8到9节，博阿斯就去对路德说："听我说，小姑娘。"你不用到别人田里去捡麦穗了，就留在这里跟女工一起吧。你看男工他们到哪儿收割呢，你就跟着女工去捡去。我已经吩咐我的男工了，你不用怕，他们绝对不敢欺负你。另外呢，你渴了以后呢，到那个水罐那儿喝水，那些男工都会打水过来，你不要自己去取水。
So Ruth, chapter 2, verse 8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Let me give you some advice. Don't gather grain anywhere except in this field. Work with the woman here. Watch them to see where they are reaping and stay with them. I have ordered my men not to molest you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and drink from the water jars that they have filled. You don't need to go there yourself."
听了博阿斯刚说你不用到别人的田里去捡麦穗了，如果脑子快嘴快的女孩子会怎么说？
So Boaz said, "Don't go to other fields." So if a girl who has a quick mind and could speak very quickly, what would she say?
你让我只在你的田里边捡麦穗，你能保证我有足够的量吗？
So you only need to stay in your field. Can you guarantee that I can pick up enough food?
多
Not
跑
good.
一些地方，我还能多捡一点麦穗呢。
So if I can go to other places, I can pick up more.
所以大家注意这个"跟女工一起"是什么意思？
So stay with the servant girls.
跟着女工捡取，在收获大麦的时候呢，很有可能呢是男工在前面挥镰割麦。
So follow the servant girls. What does it mean? And then they harvest the barley. Maybe that the male servants they were using sickles to harvest the barley.
而那些女工呢，就在后边把那个麦子呢捆成捆儿，竖起来，
So servant girls would follow them and
以
then
便于后边那个装车。
put the barley into like a sheaf.
所以通常那些捡麦穗的人是绝对不允许他们紧紧跟着这些捆绑的这些女工的。
So usually, people who come to pick up the grain were not allowed to be close to the harvesting.
他们必须是在前面的收捆完了之后，远远的跟在后边来捡剩下的。
So they have to stay far away behind.
如果这边还没有打滚，他们就在跟前跟着他的时候呢，很有可能呢就有抢和盗的那个嫌疑。
So if they follow too closely, then they might be considered stealing or robbing.
所以据说有些人呢，离他们割捆的人近了以后呢，会喊他们离开，如果不离开呢，可能会用武力来驱赶他。
So if they were too close, then they will be chased away by force.
所以路德他不单可以在其他捡屎的人还没有到的时候，他有这个优先权来捡麦穗。
So Ruth had this privilege, then she could be closer.
而且，既然男工们被交代了不能欺负他，那换句话说呢，那这些男工呢就成为他的保护者。
So this no servant was told not to bully her, touch her, and actually she was protected by this male worker.
因为主人交代的事情，谁敢犯？
So who could do against what the master told?
那另外，在收割期间，烈日当空，汗流浃背。我不知道大家有没有参加过那个收割麦那个活。
During harvest time, it was so exciting and you sweat.
如果捡麦穗的人不要自己带水，或者不用跑到远处去打水回来，那对他们来讲，真的是一个莫大的福分。
So for those people who come to pick up grain, and they didn't need to carry water or go far away to get water, so this is kind of great that they could not imagine.
路德随着婆婆拿俄米到了伯利恒休息安顿之后，第一天到田里拾麦穗，人生地不熟的，恰巧就来到了波阿斯的田里。
So after Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi settled down in Bethlehem, so the first day when Ruth went to the field to pick up grain, and she was a newcomer, and then she happened to be in the field belonging to Boaz.
那这块田地的主人波阿斯，那恰巧呢，就在这一天从伯利恒出来了，到田间了。
So the owner of the field, Boaz, happened to come here from Bethlehem.
那波阿斯到田间的时候，恰巧路德还没有离开他们家的田，还在这儿，恰巧被他撞见。
So Ruth happened to be in the field and happened to meet Boaz in the field.
而路德恰巧就受到了波阿斯的恩惠。
And Ruth happened to be given grace by
所以路德面对前面这个人，你到底是谁呀？
So Ruth would think, who are you?
所以我们要问，难道可以说这是路德生命中随机而遇的机缘巧合吗？
So can we say that it is a random coincidence in Ruth's life?
想知道答案，且听。
Listen to the sermon next time to get the answer.
我们一起祷告。
That's right.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语圣经。
Lord, thank you for giving us valuable words, the Bible.
真是让我们借着圣经中的人物，借着圣经中的一切发生的事情，让我们思想今天我们的生命，我们的生活该怎样过。
So through the characters in the Bible, you tell us how to lead our own life.
愿主您赐给我们一颗柔软的心，一颗受教的心。
May bless us a gentle heart and a heart that would like to listen.
因着主您的话语，使我们的生命成长，使我们能够成为那美好的见证者。
Because of your word, you help us grow and be a good testimony.
愿主您的圣灵与我们同在，愿主您的名得到荣耀。
May our Holy Spirit be with us, and may your name be glorified.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank you and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.